Well, he was a superstar for the Illawarra Hawks before he became a superstar for the Sydney Kings, and certainly a great start to the season for the National Basketball League. Change of coach for the Sydney Kings, couple of new players coming in. Andrew Bogut with a bit of a back injury leaving the court in the last match against Adelaide. So we thought we'd check in with Kevin Leash, one of the real stars for the Sydney Kings. G'day, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Really good positive start, mate.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, to be honest, and to get a few first wins up is really good, but a long way to go for sure.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's the first time the Kings have started two wins of the season since back in the day of Brian Gorgian was coach. So it's been a long while.
Really?
Yeah, long time since the Kings have won their opening two games of the season. But Andrew Gaze, he stepped down at the end of last season. Kevin, you've got a new coach in charge, Will Weaver. What's he brought to the team this year?
Well, I think Will's got an amazing understanding of the game and how to manage people. And, you know, Will's been great. He's you know, interjected when he needed to, and he lets us figure things out. You know, he's really, really calm on the sidelines, and I think it's been really good.
Has he asked for a different role from yourself, Kevin? And do you want to play a different sort of role for the Sydney Kings, which every team always evolves?
Not necessarily. I think the good thing is he's, you know, looked at, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of each individual and encouraged them with their strengths to do more, which is always great for a player to have someone on your side telling you to be proactive with things.
Mm. It's a different feel to the NBL this season. I mean, you know, the teams look
There's
a lot stronger,
excitement.
More excitement. And, you know, how much are the players sort of reading into the fact now that, you know, you get these young superstars from America coming over, people that are projected to be in the top 10 NBA picks like LaMelo Ball and also RJ Hampton. What have they brought to the competition? How exciting is it now that, you know, games are starting to be beamed back into the States?
Yeah, I think it's been amazing for the league internationally. With these young guys, you know, wanting to skip college and come here because they realize this is one of the top leagues in the world, and it's a way that they're going to develop better and prepare better for the NBA. So, I mean, when I came into the NBL probably 10 or 12 years ago, however long that was, it's no comparison to how the game is right now. And the NBL has just done an amazing job growing it. The fan base is great. So it's an exciting time.
Amazing to have a player, Kevin, like Andrew Bogut involved with the club, not only from a playing perspective, but also an ownership perspective as well, and trying to shape the club with his experience in the NBA, then being called back there for the Golden State Warriors at the back end of the NBA season. How's his back? Has he been at training? Is he training? And I guess my next question is, how many minutes would he probably play on Friday at Qdos Bank Arena against the Breakers?
I wish I could answer that. He's definitely been at training and around the guys and everything. And Bogues is always really good about managing himself. Same with the physios. But who knows? He's you know, probably day-to-day with things, and we don't really get ahead of ourselves. But I think the encouraging thing with our team is how deep we are and how young guys, as you could see last game against Adelaide, came in and played a major role.
I think that's a good point, Kevin. It looks as though you've got more depth in your squad this season. And when I looked at the numbers, 41 points came from your bench in that game against Adelaide.
That's good numbers.
Yeah, that's right. And it's guys just going out there playing, having fun. And that's, you know, that's going to help us down the road further into the season as well.
Now, the key thing is, mate, always good to be winning, and you're 2 from 2. You've got one away win, one home win, but you're back at home on Friday against the Breakers. It's important to give those fans, and even particularly the new fans, all the rusted-on fans, good reason to be competitive at home and be winning at home.
Yeah, for sure. And it was a great environment, you know, last game, and hopefully we can keep building that fan base because the Qdos is such a great place to play, and it's a lot of fun when the fans get around it and get after it like us.
Yeah, the Breakers have got a potential superstar in their team, RJ Hampton, and again, he's one of those players that is projected to go in the top 10 NBA selections this next season. Do you know much about him, and have you done much homework on him?
Well, we played a preseason game against New Zealand this year, and he's a special talent. Obviously, his physical attributes, but his mentality, the way he goes, he's going to be a very good NBA player, and it's kind of neat that Australian fans get to kind of see the evolution of these guys from a young age, and then, you know, probably watching them on TV then.
There's no doubt about that. It is great to have them. And those guys you mentioned are expected to go in the top 10 as far as the picks are concerned. But, again, it's about showing them how good the NBL competition is here, Kevin.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think they understand that. You know, they've played a couple games, so they know how good it is. And you know, hopefully we can just keep building on the league.
Yeah, Kev, last one from me, but Casper Ware has changed clubs. He's playing now with you guys rather than Melbourne United. How good is it to have him on your team?
Oh, I love playing with Casper. He's the best two-way player in the league as far as offense and defense. And you know what you're going to get from Casper. He's a competitor. He's a winner. So anytime you can get a guy like that on your team hitting game winners rather than in your face is pretty good.
Kevin, we thank you for your time. Keep up the good form, and let's hope there's more success for the Sydney Kings against the New Zealand Breakers come Friday night at QDOS Bank Arena.
Hey, thanks a lot.